ஓம் ஹரிஹி ஓம் தத் சத் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஓம் ஸ்ரீ பரமாத்மனே நமஹ. மூக்கம் கரோதி வாசாலம் பங்கும் லங்கயதே கிரிம் தேவாய தஸ்மை நமஹ. ஓம் ஸ்ரீ பரமாத்மனே நமஹ. தெய்வாசுர சம்பத் விபாக யோகோ நாம ஷோடசோத்யாயஹ. ஏதைர் விமுக்தஃ கௌந்தேய தமோத்வாரைஸ்த்ரிபிர்நரஹ ஆசரத்யாத்மனஶ்ரேயஹ ததோ யாதி பராம் கதிம். We have seen the 21st verse. Trividham narakasyedam dvaram nashanam atmanah kamah krodhastatha lobhah tasmadetatrayam tyajet. He said, kamaha, krodhaha, lobhah. Kamaha, krodhaha, lobhah. Please remember. These three, kamaha, desire in the form of likes and dislikes. Then, krodaha, anger, which is associate of desire. Then, lobaha, greed. These three definitely will be there. We cannot give them up. There's no way of giving them up. So, they are all products of ignorance. As long as ignorance is, there will be desire. There will be anger. There will be greed also. And these will impel a person to do actions. And doing the actions impelled by them will be accumulating punya papams also. We'll continue to be, the more we fulfill also, the more we'll be driven by them. So, Shastram says, only in jnanam they can be resolved for good. But until we attain jnanam, they must be managed. They must be taken care of. That is why Shastram repeatedly, emphatically says, one must consciously live life of karma yoga governed by dharma. One must be conscious of dharma only by being prayerful, being worshipful, by seeking Bhagavan's grace and strictly living a life of universal values, we can manage those emotions, especially desire, anger. You must manage the desires. Desire is not wrong to have desires. It's not inappropriate to have desires. It is not a crime to have desires. Desires are natural phenomena. Okay, I want this, I want that. Desire, because we have biological natural needs, your physical needs, emotional needs, biological needs are there. We are caught up by this. We are caught held. Okay. We are actually, diseases are catching. They are holding on to us. There's no way of getting rid of them. So we have to be performing actions to fulfill our desires, our needs. But still, unless we have a goal in life, that is why it is natural for any human being, all of us, to have desires, but we will be able to manage them. If we are able to manage them only, we are human beings. If we are not able to manage them, we are animals. See, the desires are natural. The person who is able to manage his desires, thereby if he is able to manage his anger and greed, that person is a human being. The person who is not able to manage them will be chased, will become slaves of his emotions. If he's not able to manage, he'll become a slave, and all his behavior, activities will be governed by his likes and dislikes, governed by his anger. Such a person is an animal. He's not a human being. So if you manage, then you're a human being. If you are not able to manage, you're an animal. If a person is able to manage his, how can you manage? That's why seek Bhagavan's grace. Pray to Bhagavan, worship Bhagavan, seek Bhagavan's grace. Consciously always pray to Bhagavan to bless you with the tremendous strength to be able to live a life of dharma. Only when you're consciously, alertfully live a life of dharma, and definitely the dharma governed activities helps you, okay, even your manager likes and dislikes. The likes and dislikes may be there, but still they become ignored. All the desires do not get fulfilled. Then anger does not get expressed. At the same time, you are not suppressing your desires and anger, but you are managing them. Okay, suppressing is different from managing. So commitment to live a life of dharma, living one's dharma consciously in conformity with dharma, prayerfully, worshipfully alone, is the only way of managing, not suppressing your desires. If you manage your desire, your anger also becomes managed, your greed becomes managed, all emotions become managed. Thereby, and by living your life as a human being, and gradually you can become qualified for, when you have a certain degree of mastery over your mind, that is when you become qualified, you become eligible. For such a mind, a person who has a relatively prepared mind is a person of subtle mind. In subtle mind, teaching can be grasped easily. Teaching can be dwelt upon. Teaching can be assimilated. Once the assimilation is there, the perspective changes in the light of jnanam. Then all this, then there's no need for it to manage anymore. And all these emotions will resolve for good. Okay? Otherwise, and here Bhagavan says, those people who are not able to manage them, and they are like animals. They only become. Why it is happening? Because they know purushartha nischaya. They do not know what are they living this life for. Purushartha nischaya is very, very, very important. One must be convinced what am I living this life for. Okay, what is this life is lived for? So jnanam is the ultimate goal, because jnanam itself is moksha. And for that jnanam to take place, one has to really prepare one's mind, and for which doesn't happen overnight, that's not that easy. That is why one has to consciously live a life of dharma. That is how a person becomes a person of divine nature. To convert a person of demonic nature into a person of divine nature, Shastram teaches, live a life of karma yoga, prayerfully, worshipfully, with the proper attitude of offering everything to Bhagavan in conformity with dharma for length of time. Also, keeping oneself in satsang also. That is how gradually one can become free. So Bhagavan, he says, Yetaihi Kaun, in the 21st verse, he said, earlier we have seen already, these three unmanaged become the entrance to the Naraka. Okay, that is samsara. These three are gateways to hell. Which means they become unmanaged, they become the cause of one's own destruction. Therefore, Arjuna, one must free oneself from the hold of this anger, desire and greed. Okay. Yetair vimuktah Kaunteya tamo dvaraistribharnarah acharatyatmana shreyah tato yati param gatim. So yetaihi he Kaunteya, son of Kunti, Yetehi tamodvarehi tribihi vimuktaha naraha. So the person who is free from these three factors, anger, desire and greed, the gates of hell. Okay, such a person who is freed from these three gates of hell, such a person, atmanaha shreyaha acharati. And if a person pursues and follows whatever is good for his own self, tataha, such a person finally param gatim yati. What is good for himself? Living a life of dharma is good for himself. Living a life of karma yoga is good for himself. Praying to Bhagavan, worshipping Bhagavan, seeking Bhagavan's grace for one to be able to live a life of dharma. Okay, and following the disciplines, following the way of life enjoined by the Shastram is also doing good for oneself. Then the person follows the way of life enjoined by the Shastram. Thereby, when he does what is good for himself, finally, he will attain param gatim. He definitely attains the absolute end in terms of moksha or jnanam. Okay. 23rd verse. Yashastravidhimutsrujya vartate kamakaratah. Yashastravidhimutsrujya vartate kamakaratah. Nasasiddhimavapnoti nasukham naparamgatim. Yashastravidhimutsrujya vartate kamakaratah. Nasasiddhimavapnoti nasukham naparamgatim. Yashastravidhimutsrujya vartate kamakaratah. Nasasiddhimavapnoti nasukham naparamgatim. Now Bhagavan says, okay. So there's no way of doing good for yourself unless and until you understand the way of life enjoined by the Shastram and you live your life, okay, in conformity with, in you live your life in keeping with the Vedic teaching. What does it mean? So first of all, have Purushartha Nischaya and understand how moksha is your choiceless end. And you become committed to the pursuit of that moksha, and for which you become committed to the pursuit of jnanam, and you understand how important it is to prepare your mind for jnanam. Therefore, just surrender your will to Bhagavan in the form of dharma and live a life of karma yoga governed by dharma. Okay, being given to the discipline of study of the Shastram also. Then you are living your life as ordained by the Shastram. Otherwise, he says, yaha shastram utsrujya, shastra vidhim utsrujya yaha kamakarataha vartate. Utsrujya means what? Having ignored, having rejected, having given up. Okay, having given up, having rejected, having ignored shastra vidhim. Shastra vidhim means what? The way of life ordained by this Shastram. The instructions, the injunctions of this Shastram. So having ignored, rejected, giving up the Shastra injunctions of this Shastram, yaha vartate, the person who lives, vartate means who remains. The person who lives, vartate means vasati. The person who lives his life ignoring completely the injunctions of the Shastram, then what will happen? That person, kamakarataha. If a person does not live his life in keeping with the Shastra's injunctions, Shastra's, okay, way of, the way of life ordained by the Shastram, then help, I tell you, there's no way that person will be living his life, okay, according to his own whims and fancies. His life will be dictated by his own personal whims and fancies. He says, kamakarataha means what? According to the impulse of his own desires, personal likes and dislikes. Kamakarataha. Okay. If you follow Shastra, if you are following the way of life enjoined by the Shastram, then your life is governed by, all activities will be governed by your knowledge of right and wrong, knowledge of dharma. If you do not follow the way of life, your desires, your actions will be governed, your all actions and behavior will be governed by your own personal, okay, likes and dislikes, your own impulse of your own desire. Therefore, kamakarataha, so the person who lives his life as per his own wish, okay, according to the impulse of desired, such a person, siddhim na avapnoti, that person does not, okay, saha param gatim na apnoti, siddhim na apnoti, sukham na apnoti, na avapnoti, na avapnoti, apnoti, avapnoti, mindasip, na avapnoti, he does not attain. Sakim na avapnoti, siddhim na avapnoti, he does not attain any success. The person does not attain any success. I mean, definitely there's no way of, he does not attain moksha, ajnanam. And then, sukham na avapnoti, he does not attain any peace or happiness in his life. Param gatim na apnoti, he does not attain moksha. Siddhim na apnoti, does not attain any success, does not attain any purity, does not attain any happiness, does not attain any absolute end or anything. Jnanam. He doesn't attain, achieve anything. Why? Because Bhagavan very strictly says, what choice do you have? How are you going to manage emotions? They have to be managed. Even if you do not aspire for jnanam, what choice do you have? Because you can't afford to become like an animal. Because human life is a very, very precious birth, precious body. And you are the only person blessed with the faculty of choice that you can make the best use of your willpower. You can choose to do the right action. You can refrain from the wrong action. You can live a life of dharma. You can see, unless you live this life, there's no way of becoming sharp. The mind has the chance of becoming grosser and grosser or becoming subtler and subtler. Do you want subtle mind or a gross mind? Already gross-minded, and these adharmic activities will make you much grosser, and you'll be far away from understanding subtle facts, appreciating anything subtle. And if you live a life of dharma, all that you need to do is live a life of dharma. This gross mind can gradually become subtler and subtler. Subtler the mind becomes, sharper the intellect is, stable the mind is, you can grasp the teaching. The more you discover, the finer mind, the subtler, much subtler facts you discover, you can see the joy you have. That is where real joy is. Otherwise, no, there's nothing can be accomplished. So Bhagavan says, if a person come on, how are you going to live your life otherwise? Shastram says live a life of dharma. Why? Know the purpose. That's why Swamiji says always, value is a valuable for a person who knows the value of the value. If you do not know the value of values, you do not know the greater value of what you will be losing if you do not follow the values, then naturally you will not follow values. If you do not follow values, then your life is, your activities are not governed by your knowledge of right and wrong. And if your activities are simply governed, dictated by your own personal likes and dislikes, your own impulse of desire, then I tell you, and you can do anything. You can do any wrong thing, and you can disturb the order like anything, and there's no way of attaining anything in life. No success, no happiness, no moksha, no peace of mind in life. So Bhagavan here says, so, and from here onwards, from this 22nd verse onwards, so Bhagavan elaborately discussed the nature, often the asuric nature, the demonic nature of a person of adharma. Bhagavan elaborately discussed until the 21st verse. And from This, from this verse, 22nd verse onwards. Okay, you can see Bhagavan very briefly discussed about the Daivi Sampat, divine nature. Divine nature of highly righteous person who has Purushartha Nischeha. Bhagavan discussed only six verses. But 7th verse onwards, until the 21st verse, all these verses Bhagavan elaborately discussed the nature of the person of demonic nature. Okay, the living a life of wrong actions, and living as a person of demonic nature, the consequences, etc. Bhagavan discussed all about the Asuri Sampat, the demonic nature. He discussed in until the 22nd verse, from 7th verse to the 22nd verse, the 21st verse. 7th to 21st. And 22nd verse, now we have seen, okay, onwards. Bhagavan talks about the consequences also. Bhagavan is discussing about the stages, further stages, what happens. So it is not enough, what Bhagavan says, it is not enough if a person simply converts himself from being a person of demonic nature into a person of divine nature. Of course, one has to change, no choice. Every human being must make all possible efforts to convert one's own self from being a person of demonic nature into a person of divine nature. One has to shift oneself from being a person of Asuri Sampat into a person of Daivi Sampat. It is important, but that itself is not enough. It is not enough if we simply convert, a person simply converts oneself from being a person of demonic nature into a person of divine nature. It's not enough. Then what should one do? Bhagavan says, simply being a righteous person. Please important. Dharma is very, very important. Being righteous, being ethical is important. Without being ethical, without being righteous, it's impossible for one to become qualified for the attainment of jnanam. It is impossible for one to attain jnanam and attain moksha. But being ethical, being moral, being religious, or being righteous itself is not enough. And the being righteous, being ethical, being moral should enable a person to attain jnanam. Only then it is useful. Therefore he says, so mere dharma, that's why please understand, no other culture teaches this. All the cultures, religious cultures, stop with the dharma. They do not go ahead with next level. They do not even go. They all stop with the dharma. Okay. Therefore, dharma is important. Without dharma, moksha is impossible. But dharma, without attaining moksha and jnanam, mere dharma will be incomplete. Okay. Therefore, the person who is righteous, ethical, must also aspire for the jnanam. In fact, what Shastram says, one can become really ethical and righteous only when a person knows the value of being ethical and righteous, for which one must really already, there must be aspiration for craving for jnanam, because knowing the jnanam being the only means of attaining moksha. Therefore, but Bhagavan says in the verse, Tataha param gatim yati. What does he say in this verse? Param gatim yati. Okay. Param gatim, only then a person can attain. One can attain paragatihi. One has to attain jnanam. The person who does not manage his anger and desire, he cannot have even simple pleasures in his life. Where is the question of greater sukham in his life? Okay, that is, there's no greater tragedy than not being able to enjoy even simple pleasures of life. Okay. Okay. Now, let's see the 24th verse. Tasmat chastram pramanante. Tasmat chastram pramanante. Karya 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 karya. Vyavasthitam karya karya vyavasthitam jnatva shastra vidhanoktam karma kartumiharhasi tasmachastram pramanante karya karya vyavasthitam jnatva shastra vidhanoktam karma kartumiharhasi tasmachastram pramanante karya karya vyavasthitam jnatva shastra vidhanoktam karma kartumiharhasi tasmachastram pramanante karya karya vyavasthitam jnatva shastra vidhanoktam karma kartumiharhasi. So Bhagavan says, therefore Arjuna, tasmat, tasmat means therefore, there's no way of understanding the value of dharma unless and until you're exposed to shastram, unless you accept the shastra's way teaching. How are we going to discover moksha being your ultimate goal? How are you going to discover what the reality is? How are you going to discover even the moksha? And how are you going to know the value of the dharma? Therefore, he says, tasmat, therefore, Arjuna, shastram pramanam. Tasmat, shastram pramanam te. Arjuna, shastram is the pramanam. Shastram is the source of knowledge. You have to surrender yourself to shastram. Accept Shastram, have Shraddha in Shastram, study the Shastram, listen to the unfoldment of the Shastram, understand the teaching of the Shastram, live your life in conformity with the Vedic way of life and prepare your mind. And the more you discover, more you live the way of life enjoyed by the Shastram, the more and more you discover joy. Because the more you are in conformity with Dharma, the more you tap Bhagavan's rays, more peaceful you will be, the more then qualified you'll become, then it will bless you with the jnanam also. Therefore, he says, tasmat Arjuna, therefore, shastram pramanam. Shastram is the source of knowledge for you. What is the source of knowledge for you? Shastram is the source of knowledge for you. Especially what? Karya akarya vyavasthitau. Vyavasthitihi. Vyavasthitihi means determining, okay, or deciding. Karya akarya vyavasthitau, in determining, in deciding what should be done, what should not be done, in determining, in deciding the do's and the don'ts, okay. Karya akarya. Karya means that which should be done. Akaryam, that which should not be done. So in deciding, in determining, in correctly knowing what should be done, what should not be done, Arjuna, Shastram te pramanam. Shastram is the means of knowledge to you. Shastram is the source of knowledge for you. Therefore, jnatva, having known shastra vidhana uktam karma. Shastra vidhana uktam karma means what? Shastra vidhana uktam, shastra vidhana uktam karma jnatva. Jnatva, having known what? Shastra vidhana uktam karma. The karma ordained by the shastram, which means the teach of the the teaching of the injunctions of the Shastra. Having understood the teaching of the Shastra, having known the injunctions of the Shastra, having understood the injunctions of the Shastra, the way of life ordained by the Shastra, Shastra Vidhana Uktam Karma, okay, having known this, then Kartum Iha Arhasi, then you must do your duty here in this world. Okay. Iha karma kartum arhasi means what? In this world, Arjuna, you must do your duty. You can do your duty. How? Having understood the injunctions of the Shastram, having understood the Shastra teaching, having understood the way of life ordained by the Shastram, then you must live your life doing your duties. Shastra Vidhana Uktam Karma Jnatva Karma Kartam Iha Arhasi is what Bhagavan says in this 24th verse. So because the doubt comes, whom should I go and ask? What is right? What is not right? Okay.
Ji. Mehar Hasi.
Please don't.
Mehar Hasi.
When Bhagavan says tasmat, what he means is, therefore means what? Already Bhagavan has taught us in the previous verse. Okay. It was said already, and one must Shastra Vidhim Utsrajya. Okay, he also already mentioned, therefore Arjuna, one must have Shastram as one's guide. One must have Shastram as one's guide. One must have Shraddha in Shastra teaching. One must understand what Shastra, the way of life taught by the Shastra. Okay. Therefore, Shastra will be harmless, because Shastra is a mother. Shastra is a harmless, highly protective, highly, absolutely protective guide, motherly guide is Shastra. Even our biological mothers may go wrong, but Shastra teaching never goes wrong. Absolutely protective guide is Shastra. To understand is how I must live a life. Therefore, if we do not follow Shastra's teaching, I tell you, this human birth is a very precious birth, and we will miss this beautiful opportunity of making use of the Shastram, having born with a human body in this world. Therefore, Shastram Pramanam, okay, what is the original Shastram? Which is the original? We have Smriti Granthas, we have Puranas, we have so many Puranas, 36 Puranas, 18 Mahapuranas, 18 Upapuranas, we have Smriti Granthas, we have Bhagavad Gita, we have so many regional literature, so abundance we have in India. So we have to understand, Veda is the original source of all literature, vast literature available in terms of Puranas, Itihas, etc., in all the languages also, of all Indian languages. So Veda Shastram is the source of knowledge. Okay, therefore, and once you know Shastram, definitely you will understand, okay, the Vyavasthitihi implies what? Vyavasthitihi implies the social norms. I mean the norms, about the standard, okay, what should be done, what should not be done, etc. How can I understand? Okay, this is a Vidhihi, means one must do. Nishedaha means one should not do. Okay. Prescribed duties and prohibited actions. One must understand what are the prescribed, what are the prohibited. Accordingly, one must live one's life. Then you can live your life. Okay. Bhagavan says, Finally, you have to follow Shastram. Tasmat Shastram Pramanante Karya Karya Vyavasthitam Jnatva Shastra Vidhanoktam Karma Kartu Miharhasi. Om Harihi Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gitasu Upanishatsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Daivasura Sampad Vibhaga Yogo Nama Shodashodhyayah. Now we move on to the 17th chapter. The 17th chapter, Saptadashaha Adhyayah. 17th chapter is how we have, Daiva Asura Sampad Vibhaga Yoga. So the divine and demonic natures form the content of the 16th chapter. Now Bhagavan in the 17th chapter, the title is what? In the Shraddhatraya Vibhaga Yoga. The title of 17th chapter is Shraddhatraya Vibhaga Yoga. This is also an important chapter, very nice. Every chapter is important. In every chapter, Bhagavan makes many things much clearer. Repeatedly, also certain things are said for our own assimilation. So, Shraddhatraya Vibhaga Yoga is the title of the 17th chapter. Om Shri Paramatmane Namaha Shraddhatraya Vibhaga Yoga Nama Saptadashodhyayah.